Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Some of La Crosse's biggest names in the public and private sector have been crafting an economic development plan for several years that has its roots in education. The La Crosse Promise will unfold in two phases and ultimately strives to get more of La Crosse's students going to college. Here to explain the two phases of the La Crosse Promise today are Jerry Kember. He's the Futures Center Director for the La Crosse Promise and former superintendent of the La Crosse School District, and Brian Fukuda. He's a community development specialist with La Crosse County, and he's an advisor to the La Crosse Promise. Thank you both of you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Maureen. We're trying to get the word out on the Promise, yeah. So this is very helpful.
So, Jerry, can you just explain, what is the La Crosse Promise? Why does La Crosse need a program like this?
Well, you know, we would like to, in years to come, be known as the education-minded community, where people move here and come here because they know how much this community values and supports education. Now, as superintendent, I would be the first to tell you that this community has, over the years, been supportive. But this really would make us truly unique in the state of Wisconsin. So this is something that we think is important for our local economy. And what I'm most interested in is how it's going to benefit our children.
And Brian, you did a lot of the research up until this point as far as developing a plan. And I know a lot of the planning is still in the works, but why did you think that this was something that the La Crosse community could use?
Well, as you mentioned, this goes back a number of years, but we really started looking at, in my department at the county, we started looking at a lot of the trends that were shaping up in our community and a lot of the things that they're challenges to our community. And then we took note of this program in Kalamazoo, Michigan, called the Kalamazoo Promise, and a couple of the other promise programs that are starting to pop up around the country, and looked at the impacts that they're having on their communities, and got pretty excited about the impacts that a La Crosse Promise might be able to have on our community similar to that to address those challenging trends.
So the listeners can understand. Maybe we should dive into the two different phases of the La Crosse Promise.
Sure.
First and most immediate are the future centers, which will be opening up this fall.
You bet.
And Jerry, do you want to go ahead and explain what the future centers are?
Sure. Right now we're in the process of hiring staff. We'll have two future center advisors and a support staff person, a clerical person, to support them in their work and the students. Basically, the purpose of the future centers is to really better prepare kids for education after high school, and not necessarily a four-year college. Could be two-year school, four-year college. Could be a certification program, a nationally certified program, or it could be the military. We know that not all kids should necessarily step off into a four-year college, but we do believe that every child needs to continue their education after high school to have a viable, sustainable career in the future, a rewarding career. We feel that education after high school is really fundamental. So it's helping those kids in planning, not only planning for their career, but planning what college to go to, what two-year school or certification program, finding out what kind of resources are already available to them for scholarship money and other funding grant monies that are out there. We have some students who would qualify very well if they filled out their FAFSA, you know, the federal form for Pell Grants. And right now, not every student fills one out. So it's encouraging kids to follow those processes, fill out the forms. We're going to be chasing them down the halls of the schools to make sure that they get this work done so that we can bring in as much money. Right now, we've all read in the news how students are graduating from college with huge college debt. And not the job to pay down that debt. So we're about helping them find what is a career that's going to be sustainable. What could they afford to go to school with? What kind of scholarship money can they get there? And then how can they graduate from college and not be burdened with too much debt when they're done? So a lot of stuff here. We're going to be working with students and families. We're going to be in all of our schools, not only the public schools, but the private schools as well. Luther's High School is involved, Aquinas High School is involved, certainly Central Logan, Central High School, Logan High School, and La Crosse Roads. So we're going to serve all the students residing within the boundaries of the school district of La Crosse. So it's a place-based program. And the place is the school district of La Crosse, which includes the city of La Crosse, but also seven municipalities.
So is this looking to replace guidance counselors, or is this a way to supplement guidance counselors in the high schools?
We used to say from time to time it's a school counselor on steroids. You know, and maybe a better way to say it is that Our school counselors today have so much on their plate, if you will, and expectations with all the issues that our students today deal with. They would love to spend more time simply on career planning and for life after high school, particularly their educational paths. But they don't get enough time to do that. And so now we're going to have people who 100% of their time is totally focused on helping students with career planning and planning for college. So to your school as well. I cringe every time I say college because I want people to understand it's not just for four-year schools. So will they be collaborating with our school counselors? Absolutely. We'll be referring students to the counselors. Counselors will be referring to our advisors. And if you notice, I'm careful to call the Future Center advisors, not counselors, to separate the difference between the two. But we're doing quite a few things that are different than your school counselor would have the time or be able to do.
And students, seniors, juniors, starting this fall, will be able to start using these
Well,
programs?
We know that planning starts long before high school. So we'll be having large family meetings, student family meetings at the middle school level. And it's going to take, a whole system to create this culture that everyone continues their education after high school. And that's the kind of culture that we want to create here. And you're right. At the high school level, we certainly can't meet one-on-one with every child. So the focus at the high school level will be sophomore, junior year, then certainly following up on the senior year, making sure they did all the things we told them that needed to be done in their sophomore, junior year.
And it sounds like a way to involve families more. Like I know with a lot of students in high school, you meet with your guidance counselor and maybe you'll go home and talk with your parents about what you're going to do for the future.
You know, our school counselors have been very good just recently having parent-student one-on-one conferences. They do that in the junior year and the freshman year. So we're going to focus on the sophomore year. And yes, we're going to be bringing the parents in. In fact, we're going to have evening hours every week. We plan to have evening hours on Wednesdays so that access to the Future Centers by whole families is easy.
And then the second phase of the La Crosse Promise, I know this is very intriguing to many people, and the plans are all still being worked out, so a lot of the details are still kind of fuzzy. But basically, it's a place-based scholarship program. So essentially, the longer a family lives in La Crosse, the more money that student could receive before going to college or a post-high school program. Brian, do you want to explain what this could become?
Sure. I guess the hope is that we'll use the Future Center data that we start taking in from the Future Centers to really understand what the scholarship need is in our community. We know that there's a lot of scholarship programs already out there. We know that students aren't accessing them as well as they possibly could be. They're not accessing state and federal and institutional aid as well as they could be. So once we start working with them through the Future Centers, understanding that need, then we'll have an understanding of what the additional scholarship, what that gap is between full scholarship, near full tuition, and what they're able to access through other scholarships. From there, we can understand the financial need for a scholarship program. But the ultimate goal would be to get kids to go on, and as long as they're doing their work and they're achieving the expectations of the La Crosse Promise, and we need to define what those expectations are. But once we do that, then the hope is that we can provide them with full tuition scholarships to go on and pursue their dreams. So,
would this be a pool of money that's divided evenly amongst all the students? Or is that, one of the details that you still have to?
Well, you know, in the details, again, you know, we've looked at everything as neighborhood-based programs to how long you've lived here, where you live, all those kinds of things. But I do want to point out here, and I don't think we've said it yet, is this is all private dollars. There are no tax dollars involved in this. In fact, the Future Centers are all already funded now, initially funded, I should say, for the next 3 years. And, of course, we want to provide the data in the next 3 years that continues those Future Centers in the long term. So, but again, privately funded by very generous donors in our community, people that really believe in education, believe in young people. And I want to particularly thank the La Crosse Community Foundation, who was the first to step out and say, we support this idea and we support it in a big way.
So economically, this could be seen as a benefit. I know on your website you call it the economic revival and transformation of the greater La Crosse area. That's a pretty bold statement for a fledgling program. Brian, do you want to expand on how this could benefit the La Crosse area economically?
Sure. I think as we mentioned before, this is a program that's geared to try to revive the community, to try to keep people here, to bring people here, and not just people, but businesses as well. As they've seen in some of these other promise communities across the country, there's one of the top concerns of businesses is the employment base, is having the educated people to fill the jobs that they have come available as they try to grow. What we're focused on is creating that environment for those businesses to want to come and locate here. So, you know, they've seen that in some of the other communities. They, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Kaiser Aluminum Corporation built an $80 million R&D facility and employ hundreds of people at that facility. And they cited their number one reason for coming to Kalamazoo was because they realized Kalamazoo's commitment to education and commitment to creating an educated workforce. We want to be that community.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point too, Maureen, is you know, Brian's talked about, you know, our attitude has been, yeah, it's a bold, audacious task that we're after. But I like big ideas. The other thing to keep in mind here, other cities are doing it. So why not us? Why not La Crosse? If they can do it in Kalamazoo, if they can do it in El Dorado, Arkansas, you know, and other communities like that, why not La Crosse? And we want to be the first in Wisconsin to have this program.
Is it about training the students and hoping for a more educated workforce down the line? Or is a program like this attractive to businesses to say, hey, we could move there and our employees may have access to this scholarship program? Is it both?
It's both and more, really. I mean, it is about changing the culture of the community. It is about attracting businesses. It is about addressing some of the poverty concerns. If you give a kid an education and help them get out of that cycle of poverty, that helps our community. If we can attract more tax base into our community, more residents, more businesses, that builds our tax base. That could address probably one of the number one concerns in the city of La Crosse is the high tax rate. So that addresses that. That helps businesses. That helps residents. There's so many aspects of this program. And that's why it was so attractive for us to spend some time on and actually explore these options is that it really is. In Kalamazoo, they have a billboard that says who's the promise or who benefits from the promise. And there's all these hands in the air of all different sizes and colors and everything. And the idea is that everyone benefits from the promise. It's something that will address so many different aspects of the challenging trends that we're facing in our community that we had to spend time on it. We had to, you know, we had to pursue this because
if you visited Kalamazoo 10 years ago and today is so visible in that community. Every street lamp light, every street post has a banner, home of the promise. Every business downtown has a sign in the front window, we support the promise. It's a total community effort. And that's the kind of thing that we want to generate here. We do have a volunteer button on our website, and we are already finding people who want to be part of this project because they see the value of it. Imagine if you were a local, one of our local large employers, Train, LHI, Gunderson Lutheran, Mayo, any of those big employers, the university. If you were to be able to attract recruit talent to the community and say, by the way, if you come here, your children will have some unique opportunities in our schools because of the promise.
I also noticed on Kalamazoo Promise's website that they attracted President Obama through
program.
So.
He spoke to their high school graduation. The first graduating class was very cool. Yeah.
You're listening to Newsmakers, my guests today are Jerry Kember. He's the Future Center's director of the La Crosse Promise and a former superintendent of the La Crosse School District. And he's joined by Brian Fukuda, a community development specialist with La Crosse County. And he's also an advisor to the La Crosse Promise. So obviously, a program like this is going to be very costly. And since nobody knows how much money is going to be needed in the long run as far as providing scholarships for everyone, you know, putting a price tag on it is probably a little fuzzy at this point.
Well, I could put one price tag
okay.
on. The price tag I can put on is the Future Centers. Right now, we're estimating the Future Centers are going to cost us about $250,000 a year to operate. And that's what we've raised for the next 3 years. Now, the scholarship program, you know, the funding will really rely on what do we find out, as you heard Brian say early, what's the gap between the scholarship money that's and grant money and aid and all that that's already out there and what they finally need, whether it be a two-year school or certification program, whatever. What is that gap? And then when we get that, then we can find some very real numbers of what would be needed to help every student fill that gap and really bring the hope of education after high school to every student. I'm not sure that that's there right now. Not every student, not every family believes they have the financial ability to make that possible. We want that possible for every child.
And I know a number of donors have stepped up already, but is the plan to get businesses maybe to be giving on an annual basis, or?
There'll be a number of fundraising strategies that we'll need to develop as we move forward with this. But really, there's already a donate button on the website. I think, you know, if you see benefit of this in your community, to benefit your community, if you want to be a part of it, click that donate button. If you want to be a part of it but you can't give financially, click that volunteer button and get involved, because this is an exciting effort and something that really could transform our community for the long term.
There's a third button there. If you just want to stay tuned as to what's happening with the Promise, there's a monthly newsletter. And you click on the button that says, email me the e-newsletter. And Brian really takes the lead on that, making sure that we get that pumped out the beginning of every month.
The young families, or I mean, even families who have high school age students now, do they have to sign up for this program? Can they show up at the Future Center, you know, years down the line if the scholarship program does get established? Do they have to put their name on a list or anything?
At this point, no. The Future Centers will be right there in their high schools. They need to stop in. They need to make an appointment. The Future Center advisors will be working to set up those appointments, make sure that they have time to meet with all the students. There'll be tremendous resources located right there in that office, so they can stop in and take a look at different scholarship opportunities, take a look at different things that are going to help them get to a post-secondary education.
There's really only one key to access all these new resources available to them: live in the School District of La Crosse. And that's, again, the City of La Crosse and the seven municipalities that serve our schools. And I would remind, although I say within the boundaries of the School District of La Crosse, again, I would tell you that includes students that attend private schools as well, you know, Luther High School and Aquinas High School, that reside within those boundaries.
Do you think that this will attract young families to move back to the city? Maybe families who had once lived in Onalaska.
I think the initial goal is to stop the exodus. It's really to keep the families that are living here, because we've been seeing, and if you look at that trends report, you can see the population just move out of La Crosse, just continually move out. We want to stop that. It's not good for the City of La Crosse. It's not good for our surrounding municipalities. If you talk to the Holmans and the West Salems and those suburban communities, they're struggling to deal with the growth that they're experiencing from this exodus. So what we want to do is really create a situation where we're maybe being a little bit easier to serve, a little bit more efficient in how we deliver the services of government and in schools and in those sorts of things. So first step, stop that exodus. If you look at Kalamazoo, however, they've been able to pull people in from all over the country, even the world, that have relocated to Kalamazoo and will cite the Kalamazoo Promise as one of the main reasons that they've relocated to Kalamazoo. So, you know, do we think that this is going to cause problems for our suburban communities because people are, you know, all of a sudden flocking to the city to try to get this benefit? No. I work for the county. I represent the county. That's not going to happen. But what it will do is hopefully stabilize that a little bit and actually become a benefit for all of the municipalities in La Crosse County, because it will level that out.
The heart of our region is La Crosse, and so goes La Crosse, so goes the region. So people need to recognize that what happens in the heart of our community eventually affects all the areas around that city of La Crosse. And so it's important to the whole county to support this initiative and understand the value of it. And also understand that even if you don't have children in school, there's a benefit here. If over time we are able to accomplish the scholarship program in Kalamazoo, it's raised property values. It's increased the value of people's property. So, you know, most people eventually, they do sell their home. And they want their home to be sold at a value that was a good investment for them. So, you know, it benefits everyone, even the senior citizen. If taxes are stabilized, if property values go up, that's good for everybody, whether you have children in school or not. And, you know, a lot of our senior citizens, I'm starting to see in our volunteer button. So wanting to come in, they want to help the kids. And they see it as a great opportunity to get involved.
Will the Lacrosse Promise change curriculums within the high schools in any sort of way?
That's an interesting question. I think what we've seen in other communities with Promise programs, it has systematically created a culture, in their communities, they call it a college-going culture. We would call it a post-high school education culture. But you create a culture that not just some kids are going on, that they're all going on. And so, yeah, that works its way all the way down to preschool. In Kalamazoo, in second grade, they all read a book about going to college. And what is college? We do these kinds of things in our schools, too. But I think this is another way to really raise the bar for everyone and help our students have a successful life and a successful career.
Your utopian view of lacrosse 10, 20, 30 years down the line, if the program goes the way you hope it does, how do you envision this city and the region?
I think education-focused, thriving.
New businesses moving in, wanting to be in an education-minded community because they know that there's going to be the people there who are well-educated, so they're going to have the workforce they want. And then Promise graduates coming back because they want the same Promise for their children.
That's what I've wondered, if something like this will create a cycle, or at least that's what you're hoping, that it will create.
Absolutely.
A cycle.
Absolutely. I mean, if I graduated from one of these programs, why wouldn't I want that for my children?
We've seen a cycle of urban decline. You know, let's flip that on its head. I think this can do that.
Is there anything else the two of you would like to talk about?
We encourage people to visit the website. It's an easy one to remember, lacrossepromise.org.
Thanks to all the people that have been involved in this so far. We have a tremendous board of directors. We've had tremendous support from the city, county, school district, as Jerry said, community foundation, and a number of great donors that see this vision, see where this could go. It's been a great community collaboration.
Brian Fukuda is a community development specialist with La Crosse County, and he's an advisor to the La Crosse Promise. And Jerry Kember, he's the Future Centers Director of the La Crosse Promise and former superintendent of the La Crosse School District. Thank you two very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio and La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, John Gatto, Mary Mian Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Photos, updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.